Trish and Nicole and their expert guests are here to answer all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Candid discussions and stories of the latest trends and greatest gadgets. From dry vagina to frozen faces, Aesthetics Uncensored, where nothing is off limits.
Hello, listeners. It's Trish Hammond and Nicole Montgomery coming to you straight from our very first episode of Anybody Uncensored. I'll get that right. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Trish.
How exciting is this?
Yay!
Our very first episode.
Very exciting.
You sound shy. Anyway, let's do this. So we're really, really excited. So for our very first episode today, we are joined by the amazing Dr. David Kosenko. Now, Dr. Kosenko, he is the owner of Impress Cosmetic Medicine, which has been going for more than 10 years. He's also the Vice President of the Cosmetic Physicians College of Australia. And today we're going to be talking about a new technology that he's introduced into his clinic. Now, he actually introduced this in 2020, which was the COVID year, which was not a great time to introduce technology into a clinic, but now in 2021 it's going gangbusters. It's called UltraCell and it's by Cynosure, and today we're going to get the rundown about it. So welcome, Dr. Kosenko.
Hi Trish, hi Nicole, how are you? So hello. Lovely to have you both invite me to speak with you, especially being the first podcast.
I know, you burst our cherry. Awesome. So welcome here today. And thank you so much for taking the time. So I'll start off with the first question, then Nicole's got the next one ready for you. So first of all, tell us, so what is UltraCell?
So UltraCell is a device that was introduced into Australia by Cynosure. It's a form of high intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU as most people know it. And it's got a few differences compared to traditional HIFU. It's targeting, this particular device targets two things. It targets skin tightening and also supposedly some mass muscle tightening, but also the thing that attracted me to it was its ability to target localized areas of fat and fat pockets like double chins and areas like that to help improve people's appearance.
Okay, awesome. And so UltraCell is basically a non-surgical treatment using a device, and it's for like tightening, smoothing as well? Like smoothing, like does it help with fine lines, or is it just for skin lifting really?
No, we've been using it for fine lines and wrinkles, particularly around the crow's feet area and the forehead. So around the eyes, I've used it in the lower face as well, around the jowls and jawline. So it does a little bit of everything.
Amazing. Go on, Nicole. You want to ask. Cool. I know you're dying to get in.
Yes. No, I'm dying to ask because there is something about the all the different HIFU devices on the market that concern me, and that is that one of the benefits of having a little bit of extra weight is that plumpness tends to fill your face out. Does the UltraCell, that's what it's called, isn't it?
UltraCell Q Plus.
Sorry, there's so many, so they're all running through my mind. The UltraCell Q Plus, when it is heating and bulk heating, does that affect the, because you mentioned double chin, does that affect the you know, the fatty tissue, I guess, on your face that actually helps defy gravity and hold you up? Does that make sense?
That's a really, really good question. And it's something that I've been talking to people about, whether you're using HIFU and the UltraCell Q Plus or broadband light or radio frequency devices or any energy-based device, in fact. And that is that you really need to develop a level of expertise to understand what you're doing, what tissues are you targeting, and what results are you aiming to achieve. So there's no doubt that if you, I've seen a few patients that have come to see me having had even radio frequency treatment with fatty tissue loss from the face, and it's made them look more gaunt. And you can certainly get the same sort of outcome with high intensity focused ultrasound, but the trick is to really know what you're targeting and where to treat and where to apply the energy. And if you do that, I think you can avoid those sort of adverse outcomes.
Yeah, that's so important. You're so right. It's such an art, isn't it? And does it affect if you have fillers?
I do treat people that have fillers as well. I don't think that it will directly have an impact on the filler. You're heating the tissue to, you know, the mid 60 degrees Celsius or the target tissue to about that level. So that shouldn't really have any major impact on fillers. But I guess if you're changing the tissue around filler, it can alter the appearance of the filled area, if you know what I mean. So again, it's a matter of having a good relationship with the patient that you're treating, having a clear plan in mind as to what you're trying to achieve and what the outcomes you want to achieve are, and then going about it in a systematic way, really.
Mm. That's so true. So because the Ultracell Q Plus is new on the market, can you tell us, like, does this differ to other HIFU treatments that are out? Because I'll just give you an example. Like, there's a beauty clinic around the corner from where I live. It's a run by a beauty therapist who does nails, and she's got a HIFU machine and she's doing HIFU treatments. And personally, that actually scares the shit out of me. I don't, right or wrong, I don't know. It just kind of like frightens me a little bit. And but what would make that device different to like the Ultracell Q Plus?
The thing that attracted me to the Ultracell Q Plus is that, and it's going to get a little bit technical here, so I do apologise about that. Traditional high-intensity focused ultrasound fires little shots of ultrasound waves which are focused at a particular depth under the surface of the skin. That depth is selected by the cartridge you use, and it'll put a row of little microthermal injuries along that depth. And that's common, as far as I know, to all high-intensity focused ultrasound machines. The thing that's unique about the Ultracell Q Plus is that it has a second series of cartridges which allows you to do something called bulk heating, which is what Nicole mentioned a little bit earlier. And so rather than laying down a series of dots at the desired depth, it creates a larger, more uniform area of thermal injury. And the idea behind that in particular is to target those pockets of fat, because if you get bulk heating in an area of fat that you don't like, for example, a double chin, you can make significant differences to the amount of fatty tissue that's there. So to me, that was the primary difference between the two, or between the Ultracell Q Plus and other devices. I guess the other thing is that the support that I get from Cynosure is very good. They are always very interested in their devices and follow-up and education and getting people to use them, how to use them. And I think that's very important. I think there's a lot of energy-based devices which, you know, you can get on the market which are less expensive. Some of them are imported directly from overseas. Unfortunately, in a place like Victoria and many other states, literally anyone can buy an IPL or a radio frequency machine, even a laser or a HIFU, and start using it. You know, in some cases, there's literally nothing that will stop anyone from using it. And because you're creating these areas of injury under the skin, it is possible to cause damage with a high-intensity focused ultrasound. Nicole mentioned, you know, loss of fat from areas where you don't want to lose it, but you might also hit nerves. You can get a neuropraxia, which is where the nerve is injured and sensation is altered as a result of targeting the wrong area as well. So it is a concern for me when people who don't understand medicine or who don't have medical training start using these devices. They're often marketed as being safe. And whilst the likelihood of getting a complication is very low, if you've seen someone that knows what they're doing, it's not impossible to cause some nasty outcomes with any of these energy-based devices. So I think that's a problem that's across the board with energy-based devices. It's something that the CPCA is lobbying to have regulated a little bit more. There's been a few stories in the media about people that have been badly injured as a result of energy-based devices. So, you know, I hope that answers the question. There's sort of two elements to the question you asked me, but I hope that answers both of them for you.
You know, that definitely answers it. And you're absolutely right, because both Nicole and I, like, we come across these people every day that have actually had a bad experience because they haven't actually, you know, done the research and had the appropriate treatment from an appropriate qualified practitioner. So, yeah, you're so right in what you say there as well. Like, that's just so true. I was going to ask you one more question before Nicole jumps in. I was going to ask you, so you mentioned before, because we had a little bit of a conversation before, you mentioned before about doing the arms in particular. So other obviously you can treat other parts of the body as well with reducing fat and doing a bit of skin tightening as well. So can you just run through which other parts of the body you can do and what results you've had with patients?
Sure. So the UltraCell Q Plus is a handheld device. So the area that you're treating at any time is quite small. It's you know, maybe 25 millimeters long. And you're laying down lots and lots of little lines. So it's not the same as a body contouring device where you may wrap someone's waistline with a device that treats the whole waist at a time. So I look at it really being very useful to treat pockets of areas. And the sort of pockets we've been treating, I've mentioned double chins. We have treated the area under the upper arms. There's an area to the front of the chest called the bra bulge that we've treated as well. You can treat areas around the waistline. I wouldn't suggest using it to treat the whole waistline, but certainly if there's a little bit of a pot or there's some excessive tissue around the sides of the hips, you can certainly target those. And there's also some novel areas, like in Asia, there's a demand, for example, for tightening the skin around the knees so that you don't have creases over your knees when your legs are straight and you're standing, you know, when a lady's standing with a skirt on, for example. So you can even treat areas like that too.
Oh, I was going to ask you about the knees. You got in before me, because that's like, that you wouldn't believe the amount of people that want to get the skin tightened around their knees. Because as you get older, it's one of those things, it's your hands. And I think it's your, if you've got nice legs and you want to show them, it's the knees that kind of bunch up just above the knees. Not that, I mean, some people don't care, but some people it really, really upsets them.
Sure. And we can certainly treat that area with the UltraCell Q Plus.
Mm-hmm. How funny, Trish, you're going to get your arms and knees done.
I'm going to get everything done, Nicole. I'm going to get everything done.
We have to organize.
It's funny because...
Sorry, David.
I was going to say, it's funny because some people come in and you might start with one area and you start talking and they ask, what else can it do? And you tell them what it can do and they sort of say, well, can you do my whole body then?
Exactly. So tell me, is this a one-off treatment, or like what's the protocol to actually have the best result for a patient, whether it be, you know, body or face, or is it different?
Okay, so I think, again, there's probably two components to the answer to this question. The first is, I mentioned that you target different layers of tissue, and it might be for bulk heating, or it might be to use the dot pattern, which has traditionally been used for tightening. So I think the first part is that you need to take the time to do the treatment thoroughly. And it's best if you layer the treatment. So you do, say, a bulk heating, fat dissolving, if you like, type treatment at a particular level. And then I'll do a skin tightening treatment over the top, because let's face it, if you get rid of some fat, you don't want to have loose skin overlying it. So it's good to treat both at once. Mm-hmm. So there's that aspect during the procedure. You need to have enough different cartridges to be able to cater for those sort of needs. So you need to understand, I guess, the demographic of the people who come to see you, and what sort of treatments they're looking for, what sort of outcomes they want to have, and make sure you have the appropriate cartridges to be able to deliver those results. The second part of the answer is that because HIFU doesn't involve injecting any fillers, it doesn't involve any drugs or anything foreign being applied to the body, you're really relying on either the body to be stimulated to produce its own collagen in the form, you know, in the way of skin tightening, for example, and to heal from those little thermal injuries that I was talking about before, or you need time for the fat that's been released from the fat cells to be reabsorbed by the body. And that takes time. Initially, I started doing treatments at 4-week intervals. And when I'd see people back at 4 weeks, I'd sort of and we'd be a bit disappointed about the results and not sure how it was going. And I think the reason for that is because it's just too soon, because the results from one treatment can go for 2, 3, or even 4 months after that treatment. So you continue to see improvement over a prolonged period of time. And so I've stretched out treatments to between 6 and 8 weeks. And even after one treatment, we're starting to see good results at that 6 to 8 week mark, which is nice because when you do the treatment, you know, you're always interested to see how the outcome's going to be. And when you get the person back to for review and for the next treatment, it's really nice to be able to demonstrate that there has been an improvement. And then that provides an incentive to keep on doing the treatments, to keep on working at that area, because you can see you get results. You know, if I treat a double chin area, I'm going to tell people that generally we want to do probably around 3 treatments, but it could be more. You know, it depends on the endpoint they're looking for. And if we spread them at 2 months apart, the third treatment's going to be at the 4-month mark, and then we'll review them at the 6-month mark for the results. So people in a rush, you know, there's other options that are probably better, like surgery or liposuction. But if people don't want that and they don't mind having a slow improvement, a gradual improvement, then this is certainly a great option for them.
That is amazing, David. Is it your preferred treatment for the double chin? There's so many options that are available to you.
There are, and I've looked at so many over the years. We've been very slow to buy devices at our practice, and we've wanted to make sure that what we buy is what people will want. So we're a non-surgical practice. We don't offer any surgical treatments at all. And after discussions with people, they sort of want that holy grail. They don't want to have any pain. They don't want to have any downtime, and they want to have great results. And that always makes it really challenging to find a device to buy. But, you know, what we've tried to do is to find, you know, if we talk about UltraCell Q Plus, it doesn't hurt. So that's the first advantage over many of the other treatments.
Absolutely.
But really? They say a 2 out of 10 pain. I mean, I treated a lady yesterday and she had no sensation of treatment at all at the time, which can be a concern because people expect that when you do something like this, they're going to feel it.
Yes, I had Belkira and I couldn't do the subsequent treatments because it was far too painful.
This is totally painless. The second, the next day or the following day, you may have a slight feeling that it's a bit bruised if you push on the area, and that's about the worst of it. You get no swelling. Most people get no skin reaction, although I have seen some people get a little bit of a redness or hive-like reaction to the treatment, which can be itchy for a few hours.
No hickeys that you're going to go home and explain to your husband, I just had this
No bruising.
Treatment. Okay.
And, you know, it's an inexpensive treatment compared to the others. We've tried to structure it so that I can do 3 treatments for the price that some clinics charge for 1 Belkira treatment. For us, it's ticked all the boxes, mm-hmm. and it's not a hard sell on that basis, especially when people see some of the results that we've been able to achieve so far.
That's fantastic that it's more accessible, because even some of the treatments that do just the weight loss, you know, like the fat freezing or liposuction, it's quite expensive to then be left with saggy skin
yep.
at the end.
So tell me as well, David, is it just like I know you said like around three treatments, but how long does a treatment take to do?
I like personally to spend a lot of time with people. I do all my treatments in person, and we use it to discuss a whole heap of other areas and other aspects of, you know, including skincare and whether they want to use a dermal filler or what other concerns they may have. The actual treatment itself, by the time I take high quality photos and after I've taken, sorry, the high quality photos and taken a full history and things, isn't that long. It's probably 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many shots we fire. And, you know, depending on whether people would like the treatment to come up above the jawline or just to stay below the jawline. So we try to customize it for individuals, but I guess the actual treatment itself takes somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes at my practice.
Like per area, like if you were doing the face, it would take 20 minutes. If you're doing the arms, is that what you mean, like per area roughly?
It depends on how many shots. So if you're doing a larger area like under the arms, it can take longer because you fire more shots. Mm-hmm. So you're manually moving the device across the skin, you know, 1 to 1.5 millimeters at a time. And so if you think about how big an area you're treating, it's actually quite a lot of shots that you're doing. And then you may do several passes and you may use several cartridges. So you may go over the same area 3 or 4 times. So, you know, doing the underarms and the brow bulge, you know, takes 30 minutes plus. If you're doing, you could probably do a full face treatment and probably a double chin in about 30 minutes as well.
Oh, yay. So if we were doing my arms, we'd need like about 1 million shots. Is that right?
Not quite 1 million, but yeah. It takes, because the area is bigger, it takes more.
Of course. Nicole, what were you going to ask?
Well, I just think it's so wonderful that you have such a holistic practice. It sounds like you're really looking after your patients in more ways than one, not just their aesthetic concerns, but obviously, you know, their medical concerns, their skincare, their, I suppose, their skin cancer checks, everything and anything that someone has concerns. You must have some really amazing conversations and patients in your clinic.
That's one of the things I really like about my practice, and that is, you know, I work and do lots of skin checks and do skin cancer medicine, but I look after people with acne and rosacea and melasma and a whole heap of concerns that they may have, you know, medical concerns. And it's interesting, the practice has evolved a lot more, a lot over the years to, we've moved in some ways away from neurotoxins and dermal fillers and more towards improving skin quality and appearance. A lot of the ladies I treat or see are over 40. They certainly don't want to look done, but they want to look better. And we've realised with quite a lot of the before and after photos that we do, and when we talk to our patients about the outcomes, that just improving the skin, the way it appears, you know, getting it a more even color, getting the luminescence back in the skin, perhaps getting rid of some saggy or areas that have lines and wrinkles makes such a big difference. And you don't necessarily need to use those injectables that we have traditionally to achieve that. So it's interesting, the practice has evolved, and it certainly is a very holistic view of how to look after your skin. And, you know, we treat all skin damaged areas, including the décolletage and the backs of the hands and forearms, to try and get all of those sort of telltale areas looking much better too.
You know, I meant to ask this question on, but with the Ultrasil Q, like I know it's kind of like not the next generation, but it's the newer model of the HIFU, because the traditional HIFU, let's be honest, it friggin' hurts because I've had it done. And like to the point where I actually like, no, sorry, you need to stop because I can't do this anymore. So for me, the pain factor is amazing, the fact that it doesn't hurt. But also, how does it work with people if people have Botox, like if you're someone who has regular Botox and then you say, okay, well, I want to go and have some, you know, Ultracell Q Plus. So how would you do it? Like, would you do it, like, is there a time frame in between that you have to wait, or, you know, like, how does that work?
I'll probably try not to do the treatments on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone has had a neurotoxin, I would like to see that effect before we do a treatment with the Ultracell Q Plus. But other than that, there's no problems. And in fact, if you think about it, you're really treating two different things, because the neurotoxin is going to treat lines that you see that are associated with facial expression, you know, smile lines and frown lines and things like that. Whereas the Ultracell Q Plus is going to treat those static lines, those lines that develop around the corners of the eyes or in the forehead or in the area between the eyebrows that are there all the time. So they're very complementary in many ways.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. I was reading somewhere yesterday that it's something to do with the cartridge helps, you know, makes the lifting of the SMAS area a bit more visible with the Ultracell Q Plus. Does that make sense to you? Like, did I read the right thing? Am I making any sense? If it's the case, can you explain that to us?
Sure. I certainly can from a theoretical point of view. Mm-hmm. I'm a pretty conservative sort of person, and I don't like making claims that I can't substantiate.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather under-promise and over-deliver. And yes. I'm always concerned when you talk about the concept of lifting from a non-surgical perspective, because I think often what we're creating is a bit of an illusion, you know, through contouring and filling and light and shade and those sorts of things. With the Ultracell, though, because there's such a selection of cartridges targeting different depths, what they're saying is that you can target that SMAS layer to get those microthermal injuries occurring at that level, and that if you can get new collagen formation, a little bit of tissue shrinkage in that area, then you get a tightening effect which produces a lift. The theory sounds fine. I want to do some more treatments and to be able to see the results myself before I, you know, go around trumpeting that this is a brilliant device to do that. Because traditionally, if you're going to lift from that layer, you're really talking surgical treatments. People sometimes talk about using various different thread lifts to do that sort of thing. But if you think about those, they're all physically lifting that area. What we're trying to do with the Ultracell Q Plus is different, and it is a bit unique. I've seen some good results from overseas that people have achieved. And I'm trying to do that. I've got a few people that we're working on to see how it goes. It'll be wait and see. So, you know, I like to put up my before and after photos with people that agree to it on social media. So it'll be a matter of waiting and seeing what sort of results we get and what we can sort of show people.
Yeah.
But the theory is good. The theory is good.
It sounded just too good to be true. So I was like, oh, I need to ask you about this today, because is that just, you know, you read so much stuff online, it's like, how do you differentiate the truth from the stuff that's not so true?
I think it's also a matter of managing expectations.
Mm.
You know, it comes back to that, what I said earlier on, my practice is non-surgical. And if you have someone that comes in and they sort of grab the sides of their neck and they pull up and they say, you know, I want this result, or they pull up in front of their ears and they lift their jowls and everything up by 10 millimetres or 15 millimetres, I think that you're really going to need to go down the surgical path to get those sorts of results. If that's their expectation, I will recommend people talk to a surgeon about having treatment to achieve those results.
Mm-hmm.
I think if people, again, are not in a hurry, they don't want surgery, you know, a lot of people don't want pain. They don't want downtime. They don't want other people to see that they've had a treatment. They don't want to look different. Then using something like UltraCell Q Plus certainly can lead to improvements, but it's not at the same degree as a surgical treatment. And they have to be patient. So I think it's often a matter of managing expectations, and some of the stuff that you can read, I guess, in the press can sometimes lead to those sorts of unrealistic expectations. And that's part of the consultation process that I go through with everyone that I see. You know, I really want to understand what they're looking to try and achieve, and then I have to try and figure out whether I can help with that or whether they're better off seeing someone else.
Yeah, awesome. Do you have any other questions, Nicole?
Yes, I wanted to ask David if he has tried the UltraCell Q Plus on himself.
Good question. In general terms, I have tried all the treatments that are available to our practice. So I'll start by saying that. But then I have to say that I'll often do my own before and after photos, and I'll often put them up on social media. And I try not to complicate outcomes. So if I'm trying one particular thing, I won't complicate the outcome photos by doing a different treatment at the same time. Because if you know what I mean, you're not sure what the improvement's due to. So I've trialed a couple of other treatments in the last 12 months and unfortunately haven't had the chance to have UltraCell, the Q Plus treatment myself. So in answer to your question, no, I haven't, but I will. And it's just a matter of picking the right time when I'm not sort of doing something else.
Yeah. It's like the mechanic who doesn't fix his car. You know, it's the same thing, isn't it? Like, you never have time to do stuff on yourself because you're too busy doing other people.
I think it's also really important for me as a doctor to be able to say, look, I've experienced this. This is what it feels like. This is the after effects I had. You know, it's... This is how much discomfort you may have or whatever. You know, it just adds that extra dimension when you're explaining to someone what expectations they can have of the outcome and any downtime or whatever it might be if you've had the treatment yourself. So I very much believe in having all the treatments myself, so I know what it's like. We only got the UltraCell Q Plus immediately before the second wave lockdown last year in Victoria. So the clinic was closed for 3 months and so we didn't get a lot of use from the device at that time. And, you know, that's really thrown a spanner in the works with regards to me having treatments too. But thankfully, Victoria is now COVID free.
Yeah.
And like the rest of Australia, which is fantastic. And we're doing a lot more treatments and hopefully very soon I'll be able to have a treatment too.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I was also going to ask, we didn't mention Plume. Are you doing treatments in your clinic again that may have Plume? And are you still wearing full PPE for all of your treatments? Or now that we're COVID-free, that's not an issue?
Can we tell what Plume is? Because I've only just discovered what that was. But can we explain what that is as well?
Sure. Look, I guess in the most simplistic way, Plume is... a gas or an aerosol that arises from applying energy to the skin. And so if someone's had hair removal, they'll be aware that you have that smell of success, they say, which is the hair being treated. Well, for you to smell it, there are particles in the air, and certain energy devices produce plume, and probably lasers the typical example of that, but certain RF or radio frequency technologies also can produce plume. And it's become recognised that that can be an occupational health risk to the person operating the device, as well as the person having the treatment. And so there's a lot more, I guess, emphasis on safety from the perspective of using a plume extractor in the clinic, so that you're basically getting rid of those noxious gases or toxic gases. Most of the treatments I do not produce plume. So that's not a major problem for me. And HIFU, because it's heating underneath the skin, you're not actually treating the top of the skin in any way. It doesn't produce plume. So that's, I guess, the answer to part one of the question.
Yes.
Part two. So last year, you know, during the height of COVID in Victoria, the Department of Health had mandated that we wear surgical masks, and we had eye protection in the form of goggles, even over glasses. You obviously had to try and keep physical distancing as much as you could. We also incorporate a few other things. We've just gotten into the habit now of we'll go to work, we'll get changed into work clothes, scrubs essentially, and then change when we come home. They're laundered after, you know, every session that we do. I still wear a mask all the time, and I think people are just a lot more comfortable if they don't feel me breathing all over them. You know, you do have to get up close and personal to do a lot of these treatments. And I think that the expectation these days is that someone's not going to breathe on them. Obviously, we wear gloves when we do treatments. I'm not using goggles anymore, although obviously for certain treatments, we have to protect your eyes from light. For example, a laser, you do wear goggles. I did go through a phase where I was wearing an N95 or P2 mask for treatments, but I think because we don't have COVID spreading through the community and because we're starting to get an immunisation program up and running, I'm just using a surgical mask at the moment. And obviously, if you're treating someone's face, then they're going to have to take a mask off generally to be able to treat areas, you know, anywhere from cheek to jawline area. It'll be interesting to see how all this evolves in the next 6 to 12 months. I'm trying to figure out how it's going to evolve.
Well, I think we all are for sure.
Yes. Congratulations to you, David. You and all the other Victorians have been incredibly resilient to get through the last year. And I think it's so heartwarming to hear that things are going well now.
It is going very well for us. We're very heavily booked, which is great. And, you know, last year was really hard, but you didn't have a choice. You know, the government said these businesses have to close, you can't operate, and you didn't have a choice. It's what you had to do. We took the time and opportunity to try and look at what we were doing, what devices we had, and try and improve things so that when we did reopen, we could do it, you know, sort of hit the ground running, so to speak. So it was a tough year, but I think we're over the worst of it, hopefully. And, hopefully things just continue to improve.
I'm sure.
And, you know, sometimes you don't have a choice when it comes to things like resilience. You sort of sink or you swim. And I guess...
Tell me, have you been on a holiday yet with your wife? You were meant to be going away for a weekend away. And then, of course, that got postponed on top of everything else from the previous year.
Last year, I think we had to cancel 4 trips. And so just before Christmas, we took a punt thinking everything was okay. Nothing had happened in Australia for a little while. We've booked to go to Port Douglas, which is actually this weekend coming. That'll be our first trip interstate since March last year. And then obviously in the last few months, there's been a little outbreak here and there. So it's been hard to get excited about things because you're sort of half expecting things to close down again. But we're only sort of 3 or 4 days away now, so I'm starting to get a bit excited about it again.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yay, well, congratulations. You're still married too.
We are. Yeah, we've survived each other. No, we get along really, really well.
That's handy. Awesome. That's been so interesting. I'm really excited by the Ultracell Q Plus. I love the fact that it doesn't hurt because, as I said, I have had the experience where it absolutely kills you. I love the fact that you can do other parts of the body because obviously, you know, that hasn't been the case, or not that it's been promoted in that way. So I think that's great. I'm looking forward to having a bit of a zhuzh on my arms and see how I go.
For sure. And it's one of the aspects of the Ultracell that's surprised me to some extent, but I'm also very happy with, and that is that, you know, you have some people that say, look, do whatever you have to do to get the results. I don't care if they're needles or whatever it is, you know, I'll put up with it. And there's some people that come along and say, look, I don't like pain. I don't want it to hurt. And this truly is a technology and advice and a treatment modality that we can offer people that we can honestly say, look, there's not going to be any significant pain. Most people are barely aware of the sensation. I mean, obviously, if you are over bone or somewhere where you don't want to be and you fire it, people certainly will feel it. And that's where it comes back to knowing how to use the device and which areas to target. So you know it's actually doing things, and you also know it's doing things because you see the results. But, you know, to be able to say to people is, you know, no downtime, no one's going to know you've had a treatment and it doesn't hurt and it's not overly expensive. It sort of, you know, ticks all those boxes that I didn't think you'd sort of be able to get a device that can do all those sort of things and get the results that we do.
Fantastic. Anything else, Nicole, that we needed to cover? Like, David, is there something that we haven't asked you that you think you'd like to share? We talk a lot.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like the way it just flows, you know, it goes from question to question. I think we've covered most of the things about Ultracell Q Plus. All I can say, you know, I haven't had experience with the older high-intensity focused ultrasound machines. This is the first device we get, and all I can say is I'm very happy with the results that we're getting, and people are also very happy with the results that they're getting too. So I think whilst I can't compare to some of the other devices that have been around, you know, I'm not unhappy because of what I see that we can do.
Fantastic. Do you want to close it up, Nicole?
No, you did the intro, you can do the exit.
I always get to the good bits. Well, I've got to say thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Kosenko. It's been an absolute delight. It's been a real joy having you as our numero uno because, you know, we love you. We think you're amazing and you do some great things for the industry and, you know, you're always out there. So it's always really good to see you. So, you know, we really value what you have to say and share with us. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I didn't know I was going to be number one, but I'll wear that honour with a lot of pride. And it's always a pleasure talking to both of you. I think that what you do for the aesthetic industry in general is very important work. You get the word out there. You always put forward very balanced viewpoints, and I've always got time to talk to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole, and I'll see you in a couple of days.
Amazing.
One day, to be exact.
And have a great trip, David.
Thank you very much, David. Nicole. Thanks, Trish.
Okay, ciao.
Bye.
Got a burning question for Trish and Nick at Aesthetics Uncensored? Slide into their DMs on Instagram @AestheticsUncensored. Stay positive, boobs and chin high.